As President Bush gets personally involved in Middle East peace efforts, his administration is citing some momentum in another long-simmering dispute in Sudan. The issue has drawn interest from Christian conservatives, human rights activists, and politicians on both sides of the aisle. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The 20-year civil war in Sudan could be a case study for the field of conflict resolution. John Prendergast oversaw peace efforts in Africa when he was in the Clinton administration.
If you put all of the issues of all of the conflicts that we were dealing with combined, they would not equal the number of issues that are hotly contested in the peace process in Sudan. It's really a remarkable thing.
But the complexities don't deter Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs Walter Kansteiner.
It is complicated. It's got ethnic overtones. It's got religious undercurrents. It is a tricky peace process that has been in the works for many, many years and just never brought to closure. And I'm rather bullish and think that it can be brought to closure.
This week, the lead international negotiator, Kenyan General Lazarus Zimbaiwo, began his shuttle diplomacy between Sudan's Islamic government in Khartoum and John Garang's Sudan People's Liberation Army in the mainly Christian south. Zimbaiwo is trying to build on a formula he negotiated last year. The idea, according to Kansteiner, is to have a power-sharing arrangement for 6.5 years before a vote on unity or independence.
You would say, wow, 6.5 years. That's a long transition period. And in fact, it is. But part of the reason behind that time frame is to demonstrate to the North and the South that a unified state makes more sense than a broken up country.
More than 2 million people have died in Sudan's civil war, a conflict that is fueled by oil and deals with fundamental questions of religion and identity. The SPLA and other fractious rebel groups in the Christian and animist South have been fighting for autonomy and a break from the Islamic law imposed by the North. William Zartman of the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies says the challenge for negotiators is to bring the bottom lines of both parties closer together.
The rock bottom for SPLA, for example, is that it's allowed to practice its own faith and that it also has a chance to express its self-determination at some point later on. The rock bottom for the North is that the Sharia not be unhorsed, that it not be removed.
There are many pitfalls, like the status of Sharia law in the capital, Khartoum. One idea is to have a Sharia-free enclave for Christians in the capital. Another big issue is wealth sharing. The oil is in the south. John Prendergast of the International Crisis Group explains why there is some hope for a deal on this front.
There is 10 times the amount of oil sitting under the ground that can't be accessed now, because of the war and because most of that oil is a little bit further south than where the government can militarily sort of shoot its way into. In other words, the pie is a lot larger in a peace environment, although they would have to share it.
Prendergast believes Sudan may also be ready for a deal because it was, as he put it, unnerved by the war on terrorism. Sudan remains on the U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism. The Sudan Peace Act, passed by Congress in 2001, also provides the U.S. with some carrots and sticks with regards to Sudan. As for the rebels, John Garang was recently in Washington. U.S. officials say he was given a clear message: don't lose this opportunity. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.